We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
How about that little bit of truth from Dr. Harvey Ritt? Right out there on the front lines of the medical field for decades, epidemiologist, Yale, about as high level as you can get. And he's been shunned, he's been canceled, he's been... Well, it's like what they're doing to Aaron Rodgers. Not that Aaron Rodgers is a doctor or anything. But it is amazing how the power structure falls in place. And Harvey says it's about the money, the big bucks. And he explained how they started moving things around. Heavy pieces of, I guess you'd call them, political norms, medical norms. They started changing the rules on these drugs that he's seeing the data and he's been supporting people using. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. He's been seeing the proof, and he's been seeing the denial of the proof and the shunning of the proof and the shunning of people who speak the truth and the orchestration of events to make it possible to be where we are today, which is with hardly any children dying from COVID, we're now vaccinating children down to the age of 5 years old. Pretty amazing. In the land of the free, the home of the brave, it is the home of the cowering and the land of the controlled in so many ways. And people seem to believe what they hear and want to discard people based on surface explanations, superficial things. Aaron Rodgers. Again, I'm just shocked by this write-up in the New York Times, talking about him like he's some dope. Scientists fight a new source of vaccine misinformation, Aaron Rodgers. I didn't hear him speaking misinformation. I heard him speaking his mind, sharing ideas, sharing his perspective. And that requires even the most esteemed newspaper in the country, according to themselves, to bend the rules of journalism so they can try to crush voices of truth. That's where journalism is in America today. 860-522-9842.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Terry Bradshaw. We'll take some phone calls in a minute, but this is Terry Bradshaw talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I'd give Aaron Rodgers some advice. It would have been nice if he'd have just come to the Naval Academy and learned how to be honest.
Yeah.
Learn not to lie, because that's what you did, Aaron. You lied to everyone. I understand immunized. What you were doing was taking stuff that would keep you from getting COVID-19. You got COVID-19. Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks, that's what it is.
Now, that kind of talk can have lots of rewards. Throwing bombs at people is entertaining television. But it's not fair. It's not accurate. It's not appropriate. And it's those kinds of messages, deceptive ones, journalists abandoning journalism like the New York Times to distort and become a political organ instead of an organ of news and reporting and one of responsibility to be accurate. I don't know, the world is crazy right now. People have to be savvy in their resistance to it. 860-522-9842. Rant line coming up in an hour. 860-751-4698. Peter, hi, you're on WTIC.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. That's very nice of you. Just a couple of things that are interesting. You're dwelling in the world of sports. It's hard for me to think halfway into the football season, as you said, a player that ranks up there with the greatest in the world. Not one journalist wouldn't have broke the story that he wasn't vaccinated. That's like you say, makes no sense. That doesn't add up. Not one. So he was when he was asked the question to the journalist, mm-hmm. basically, it was put to bed. My second point is that he also went through a year starting at the end of last year when he was so upset that 3 or 4 years ago, the Packers had made their number one pick a top quarterback. He forgets that he was on a team drafted 4 years before Brett Favre left the team, and he was the same person. He did nothing but pout about what happened to him, and he wasn't taught well of. What's $40 million?
All right, but what does this have to do with the conversation about COVID?
Well, it has a lot to do with the conversation.
The vaccine.
You're knocking Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying you said exactly that all the players knew about it and all the press knew about it. That's impossible. Somebody would.
I said that's what he said about it, and I don't know if that's true or not.
In his interview,
I don't know if it's been verified.
When you say it, people think it's true.
Well, I can't help that. I'm just, if they think everything I say is true, even when I'm saying.
When you got to be careful when you.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that delicate a situation. He says that that everybody knew inside the team and inside the league, I believe. I'll play the cut again for you. But what is it that you're charged up again about that you want to be attacking?
What I'm charged up is that he's got the face of the country, and to use him, if he came out and said, "This is what I'm doing. I'm not immunized," meaning that this is where I am, everybody would have said anything. He covered it up, period. Just like a politician does, same kind of words that you talk about all the time he used. Now he's talking about, now it's different. If he had talked like that at the beginning of the season, it would have been nobody would have said anything. That's as simple as that. And when he deceived.
And okay, I get you. And that's a reasonable point.
I do. Because you've been talking all night.
No,
freedom of speech. He can do what he wants. He can't do what he wants. He's the face of the NFL. If he wants to be, what's his name, that knelt, that's big time. He did it. Okay? And now he can't just.
No, you're right. It would have been better. It would have been better if he had been willing to pay the price for doing what he did. And he wanted to avoid paying the price, I think. So he got cute with the language.
Yeah.
I think that's
like
true. But
just like, just
okay,
like
so
every politician.
So put it in these plans. So he's as bad. Aaron Rodgers, in your mind, is as much of a slime as Joe Biden and Ned Lamont.
No question.
Is that what you're saying?
Same thing.
Okay.
Hundreds
Good.
Of kids look up to him. Hundreds of kids. Thousands of kids look up to him. Yes, I do. Exactly.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for that, Peter. That's what I wanted to find out. And I'm sympathetic to what you're saying. The reason I'm sympathetic to Rodgers is because at least he's fighting on the right side, I think, and that is to be able to speak his mind.
I agree.
And not be crushed.
I agree that he should have came out early and just been honest, but
yeah, that would have been nice.
I disagree, though, that it wouldn't have been. It would have been a big deal no matter what. Like, this whole COVID thing, it's always a big deal. So it would have been a big deal if he said it in the preseason, if he said it now.
Oh, it definitely would have been a huge deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he'd be going up against this same machine that Harvey Risch is fighting.
Yeah.
The people who are in the drug business, apparently our whole political class is in the drug business right there with the pharmaceutical companies. And they're not saying anything to get in the way. And they're willing to require the vaccination of children in order to make sure the pharmacy. What happened to the left, by the way? The left used to always like to accuse the pharmaceutical companies of controlling our politics. And now that they're doing it, the left is silent on the subject. Matt in Bristol, hi.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I can't disagree with your last caller any more adamantly. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's honest with the people he has to be honest with. His team, the league. He just didn't want the firestorm of coming out publicly and saying he didn't get vaccinated, which he shouldn't have to say one way or the other. But you know the way, the climate, the culture right now, he mm-hmm. got cute with the words because he didn't want to deal with it. And,
yep.
you know, it's his, and they created their own nightmare with, you know, Aaron Rodgers' disinformation. If they didn't attack him, he wouldn't have to come out and voice his opinion the way he did afterwards. It's only because they attacked him. He had to come out and
I think
and
sometimes life has a way of sneaking up on people and requiring of us that we rise to the occasion and show some leadership, because Aaron Rodgers does have the ability to push a message, and he wants to have every cake he can have, and he wanted to avoid having this conversation. But he really, it was more important that he have this conversation. And well, I just see that as a disappointment, that's all. I can't tell him what he should do. He's a football player, and he wants to play football, and I understand. But he did get pushed in this position where he could have done a lot of good.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to keep it private because he knew what was going to happen. And matter of fact, you played the clip of Terry Bradshaw and all them, and I was so disappointed in them. I thought they would have learned their lesson after the whole kneeling at the flag issue, that they kind of pulled back from this liberal media, but they really disappointed.
I'm sorry, which cut was that again? Which cut are you referring to, Matt? I didn't hear. Oh, yes, the Bradshaw thing was gross.
But it was all four of them. It wasn't just Terry Bradshaw. All four of them went down the same road, and I thought at least one of them would stand up for him and say, listen, it's a personal choice.
That's a too bad thing for sure. Thank you, Matt.
We are a divided nation politically. We're a divided nation on the COVID-19, whether or not to take the vaccine. And unfortunately, we've got players that pretty much think only about themselves. And I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, another thing I was...
So I do think that Terry Bradshaw is trying to make a good bit at the expense of Aaron Rodgers and is contradicting his own stated requirements. You know, he's being irresponsible. He's gaming us. He's dividing us. He's fueling the divide and catching a ride on the divide to try to boost his ratings. Anthony felt the same thing. He's the one who got me onto this whole subject, because he was, you know how Anthony gets. He's ready to jump off the highest peak to crush the people he can hit below. 860-522-WTIC. Overnight, 44 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, 61. Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s. And Friday, it does get a little warmer, with a little rain, though, with a high of 62. And the temperature right now is, where did it go? I'm getting it. It's going to pop up 63 degrees at WTIC. 860-522-9842. I love this stuff, though. I like when we get to see power doing its thing. Let's get to Tracy in Torrington. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
What's going on?
Okay. COVID issues. We have all of these high numbers because the tests are inaccurate and because the deaths are not just COVID. And the fact that Lamont is still pushing this and trying to make everybody think that we still have a problem is ridiculous. as his wife.
It is, and yet, Ned is just doing what all the governors are doing, or what most of them are doing, and he's doing what the White House is doing, and he's doing what Congress is doing, and he's doing what the medical establishment is doing, appears to be bowing down to the almighty pharmaceutical companies.
Right, and what they need to do is stand up for us. And the more
nobody
they do,
does
the more
that, Tracy.
It's about
nobody
time.
Stands up for us. It's
That's
unreal.
Pathetic. It's pathetic. It is
pathetic. When you think of how this country used to be and the sense of mission that people felt remember those stories about World War II and kids who were underage lying about their age so they could enlist to go off and fight against the bad guys.
Right.
All of that is gone from us now, it seems.
Well, we need it back.
We do. And that's where I think Aaron Rodgers could have played a little differently and been a hero. He didn't want to be a hero, and I don't begrudge him that, but it is too bad. Thank you, Tracy.
Did you 860-522-9842. Did you hear about State Farm, though? I wanted to mention this before we move on from Rogers.
Yeah, that they stuck with him.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Because some other cowardly company had already bailed on him. What was that? Some medical clinic or something. Ralph calling from Vernon. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Todd. So I want to turn the page away from Aaron Rodgers for a minute. Let's talk about the pharmaceuticals. I said it from the beginning, when you throw the amount of money that the federal government threw at this vaccine, at anything, it's ripe for corruption. And I feel it in my bones. When Pfizer held back the announcement of the vaccine being viable, until the election was done,
yep.
They bet against Trump, and they bet with the Democrats. They did that for a reason, because I think that they felt that the Democrats would push the vaccine more vehemently than the Trump administration was going to.
I'm not sure of that because Trump was the guy who fast-tracked the vaccine and used government money to sign contracts right off the bat and get cash into the pockets of Pfizer. So I'm not sure of that, but there's so many signs of manipulation and rigging that how would we even know which one is used and which isn't? But that's my only reaction to that is that... But I'm with you in your total message. It's appalling how everyone sold out.
Absolutely, and I think they bet that the Trump administration would be more towards personal freedom, and they bet that the Democrats would clamp down with mandates like they're doing now.
Ralph, thank you for the call. They certainly did. Steve in Watertown, hi.
Todd, I just wanted to share personally, I pray every day that I will exhibit courage because I know I can run and be a coward if given the chance. And it takes special, I think it takes a touch from the Lord, actually, to really exhibit courage. And I don't know if you ever saw the Band of Brothers, the series. It was about a group of men during World War II, during the Battle of the Bulge. And my father actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And one of the men was running away in fear from the Germans. And he came upon another man. And he was exhibiting courage. And he says, "How can you do it? I want to be courageous, but I just don't seem to have the will." And he said, "You know, I decided I was already dead."
Wow. That's pretty heavy stuff, and I guess that's maybe what elicits it. Steve, thank you for that. 860-522-9842. We've got rants coming up in about 35 minutes, 751-4698.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
I like it when you. I love this song. I don't know what's wrong with it. You know that piece of popular music. I think it's awesome. Funny, this is not the original. The original was from that big star. What's her name?
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. It's very funny being my age and so out of touch with... when I was young, pop culture was a big thing. But I was looking at People magazine today on my iPad. You know, there's this little... this little app there that kind of pushes stories, and it had a bunch of stories, and one of them was from People magazine. And I was looking at the story list. I went to People and looked at the list of stories, and I don't know who any of the people are they're talking about. And it's so funny when you are disconnected from popular culture. Like, I don't know most of the big name TV actors, and I don't know most of the, virtually any of the music stars of today. And they do these stories on, like, who's having whose baby and who lied about their relationship to whom. And it's just really strange when your life is reality-based instead of fantasy-based, because all that stuff is just, these are the most irrelevant people on the planet whose contributions most of the time are infinitesimal in terms of new ideas and driving us in any kind of positive direction, which is kind of my reaction to this this concert situation. That's where we've gone, and I feel like what's changed in America, what's different about us as a country, is that's a big industry. A rap star creating the most violent and dangerous concert scenes that he can possibly create and pack 50,000 young people into them and put their lives at risk. It's quite remarkable. But the biggest concert promoter in the country is running the concerts. And he's done this kind of thing before. There was one concert I was reading about a few years ago where somebody was hanging off of the second story balcony, and he's on the microphone telling the guy to jump. And somebody else got pushed off of the third level balcony and got paralyzed, I believe, is the story. I mean, this is not new for this Travis Scott guy. And Anthony's very defensive, so I have to be careful what I say, because he's been to these concerts and thinks they're wonderful. But it just it strikes me that the decline of America is right there.
I don't support Travis Scott anymore. I was his fan, but I'm not feeling great about him at this moment.
I can see why you don't. It's interesting. He's not getting attacked like Aaron Rodgers.
Attacked. He is. He's getting attacked by a lot of people.
You're talking about on social media.
Yeah, he's getting attacked.
But he's not in the news the way I don't believe. I could be wrong about
that. I mean, I see it a lot. I feel like our newsroom's talked about it more than I would have expected, to be honest.
The story of the concert is a big story. But I'm talking about as an individual. So Aaron Rodgers is facing all this rage because he doesn't want to get vaccinated. And you're not allowed to have your own opinion in the Democrats' America. You have to say what you're told to say or keep your mouth shut. And you have to do what you're told to do or just stay inside, I guess. We don't get the privilege of our own thoughts anymore. You talking to me, Mark Christopher, or are you talking to yourself? Mark's at the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center working on his chipmunks imitation. You want to try it again? That was good,
Todd,
I think.
Todd, good afternoon. Did you pick the Beavis and Butthead cut up there?
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh, okay. That wasn't intended.
I thought you were working on another voice. You were going to trick me and appearance.
That was intended to go on FM modulation only, but not AM modulation. There you go. Beavis and Butthead, the great Mike Judge.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm thinking that it must be Tuesday because Alfonso McGriff, our Tuesday guest, every week at this time is here. Hey, Alfonso.
Todd, how you doing?
Well, I'm cooking on a lot of different things here, and I know you like to tune in and get yourself charged up, so you must have one of these issues we've been discussing that's got you ready to speak.
Well, I thought the doctor from Yale was very interesting. That's the second time I've heard him speaking on your show, I think. And
he's a fascinating guy.
Yeah, he was speaking a while back. And what do you say? I think you said he got canceled for his views.
Well, I used that word. I don't think he did, but he has been shunned, including, you know, they put people like him on a. He was invited during the Trump years, he was invited by somebody in Congress, a Republican in Congress, to come speak because they were having a panel to provide an alternative view there. And, you know, the whole media machinery is trained to show disdain for people who believe in the American system or government and to celebrate those who are pushing communism. And they did this to him. They extended the same philosophy over to Dr. Harvey Risch, who says the data shows that if you use hydroxychloroquine early on in certain circumstances on a narrow band of people, that it works really well. And the way they were fighting him was they were sending doctors out there to cite the aggregate research on the use of hydroxychloroquine. In other words, the use of it during periods where the data don't support it being used with people in certain circumstances where it doesn't apply. And by using the totality of the numbers, they would make it look like he was quoting something that was inaccurate. I mean, the stuff they do is unbelievable, Alfonso.
There's a lot of bullying going on in the world of COVID nowadays. I saw an article that said masks, California's COVID rate is now twice Florida's.
Wow. And, the rate of people catching COVID where masks are required is what you're saying? Is twice that of Florida's?
Of Florida, where they're using alternative. The biggest thing that I keep hearing is alternative approaches to dealing with the virus in the early stages. And that's the part that I think is interesting, because when I hear the big time COVID people, they don't talk about dealing with the, and not even this, the virus, it's dealing with the human body in the early stages so that it can reject the virus.
Oh, you mean trying to beef up your immune system? That you're saying the professionals system. You don't get coaching on that in the media or from the medical profession?
No, I remember growing up and they say, well, eat three meals a day and these are the food groups you eat from and all of that kind of stuff in an attempt to, I don't know, allegedly promote health. And there's absolutely zero promotion for keeping yourself in the position to not necessarily
become strengthen sick. Your immune system.
And he was talking about certain things that you can use, say if you test positive for COVID, and certain things you can use early on so that it doesn't get worse. And those are the kind of, and once the former president used the word
hydroxychloroquine,
once he used that word, then whatever that was just became just became banned for life. It was like anybody that uses that word is a Trumpster and something's wrong with you. And I remember around that time, that's when the vice president said, well, if he comes with a vaccine, I'm not taking it. And I think the current president even said the same thing. If whatever the solution Trump came up with, they weren't taking it, including the vaccine. And
which is the weakest of all arguments to reject an idea based on who's offering it rather than on the merits of the idea. And to have people, Kamala Harris said that and Joe Biden did as well. And that's where we are right now, the cheapest kind of distortion of things and mistruth. You know, that's somebody lying to the American people, because what you should be saying to the American people is, I don't love Donald Trump, but I will evaluate the idea as if it was offered by Jesus himself, and I will judge the idea. Because what we should be doing is looking at ideas, and what we should be doing is encouraging people to try different things. That's a market at work. And if somebody's out there shutting down a market and telling you the only solution is the one that I've decided is the solution, or we are this little cabal of decision makers in Washington, we've decided. Well, everything I see in my life says don't trust anybody who's at the pinnacle of power. Those are dangerous people. You stay as far away from them as you can.
So I also saw that your governor is running for re-election of president of Connecticut.
Well, that's what he says, yeah. I don't know why he needs to run. I don't see why an election should be necessary for a king of his stature. Doesn't his continued rule just follow like one day follows the previous one?
I'm not sure. I'm a little bit, I have to acknowledge that I am
you're foggy on kings?
Politically ignorant. And so this might sound like a dumb question to you and your listeners, but is Connecticut a historically Democratic state?
You mean run by the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
It used to be much more Republican and used to go back and forth a lot more. So this is more of a recent occurrence. Really, I mean, all you have to do is go back a few years. In 2017, there were an equal number of Republicans in the state Senate, and it made a dramatically different environment, including leading to wonderful things like the fact that the state now has a surplus packed away in a rainy day fund that was pushed through by Republicans. I mean, you can't do that kind of stuff if you don't have balanced leadership. So, no, it hasn't always been like this. And it's also true that the Democratic Party used to believe in America and used to believe in the values that they call democratic values and I call a market-driven system. And now they're not. Now they just want to force things on people and steal as much power as they can and take advantage of it as much as they can while they have it.
So that's only one side doing that? That's not like...
Well, Republicans have no influence over policy in the state. They lie and cheat as best they can to try to accomplish something. But mostly what they accomplish is just tagging along with the Democrats on votes they shouldn't be because they're so scared of standing up to them.
So you're saying in Connecticut, the Republicans function from a frightened foundation.
Spineless creatures they are.
Oh, wow.
They voted, the Republican leadership voted in favor of declaring racism a public health emergency. Like, why not betray anything you believe in, including logic and the human intellect and rational thinking, and just throw them all away? It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But that's how scared they are of the machine of hatred that the Democratic Party is in the state of Connecticut.
Wow. You really choose your words interestingly. You machine of
which
hate.
One?
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. What could be more hateful than this COVID thing? Dr. Harvey Risch said today, the guy we were just talking about a couple minutes ago, he said that 80 to 85% of the deaths from COVID could have been avoided.
Yeah.
Had part of the protocol been to use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Now, it's obvious that Ned Lamont did everything wrong as COVID struck because he was so under the control of the national powers who were giving instructions and so under the influence of political consultants who said, just do everything in sync I keep wanting to call him Mario Cuomo, but it's Andrew Cuomo in New York, and Phil Murphy and Gina Raimondo. Just hide behind them and make decisions in unison, and everything will be fine. And that's what he did. He copied New York, and New York was a higher killing field than the nursing homes in Connecticut were. But yeah, thousands of tragic deaths because Ned Lamont showed no instinct or desire to lead.
Well, you know, that's a rough one right there. That's, you know, that means that there was there was someone intentionally allowing people to die for a certain narrative.
Well, it's not necessarily clear what, when you're sitting there back then, you would have had to work and show courage to do what's right, because you would have had people looking at you and say, no, don't do that. Like the CDC would have said, no, don't do that. You just do what Cuomo does in New York, and everything will be fine. Because the CDC is trying to undo the American idea is you've got 50 states, they should all be doing whatever they think is best. And out of that, out of all those different experiments, we will find the best route. But what Washington wants is to control everything. So they would have gotten pressure. He was getting pressured by the CDC, but that's his job. His job is to stand up and do what's right. So had he used his imagination, even Ned, who's not the swiftest, what do they call it, the brightest bulb, but he does have a lot of confidence about himself, having grown up, being born filthy rich. When you're born worth $100 million or $50 million, whatever it is, you have a certain swag about yourself, you know, I assume. And he demonstrates that. But you would have had to figure out the best path. But that would be the exciting part about being governor, if you were an intact human being instead of Governor Lamont.
Well, I guess then, based on what you're saying, he'll be president of Connecticut once again.
He might be seeking higher office even, I thought you were going to say.
No, man, president of Connecticut, and then the mayor could again be vice president of Connecticut.
It is King, by the way. It's King Ned. It's
King Ned. That's
president. Yeah, president suggests other people have a say, and that doesn't fit his protocol.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. King Ned. And, well, then what was the mayor? What's his title?
The mayor of Hartford?
No,
he doesn't
got
get
King
the title.
Ned, but he has to be under the king.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's for you to figure out. I'll leave that to you. Alfonso okay. McGriff is a writer and commentator, idea guy, author of The Book of Abe. Nice to have you here, sir. We'll talk to you again
next
week.
Peace.
peace on earth. Why do they say peace on earth? Don't we want peace everywhere? Why not peace on moon? Peace on Mars? Why is it the moon but not the Mars? I have so many questions. Can somebody answer, please? I'm sure Mark Christopher can do it because he's looking at all those beautiful Britannica encyclopedias on the bookshelves of the VPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Remember that before Google? That's what you had to do?
I know.
You had to go mom and dad's encyclopedias.
I remember kindergarten when that was a thing, and I'm so happy Google was invented.
Oh, my God. It's so much easier. Man, if I was going through school now, Google would raise my, you know, would raise my GPA from a 2. Maybe I might even have like a 2.8 GPA if I was doing school now.
Well, don't get carried away.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You're right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.